track that you drove them on. Do you ever hear any kind of term for that?
Oh.
Okay.
Maybe I have.
No, I don't know. They say a lane or a cow pass or something like that. What do you call the area along the side of the road where people walk?
Sidewalk.
Mm-hmm. Any other name for a sidewalk that you've ever heard or that you've heard used in this area?
Sidewalks are kind of vanishing.
Mm-hmm.
In America, I think.
What?
Okay, let me tell you a story. Two boys are walking across a field, and one of them saw a crow in the field eating the farmer's corn. He reached down and he picked up something to chase the crow off. What would he might have picked up?
Chase the crow off, could have picked up a rock or a stick.
Mm-hmm. And in telling the farmer about it, he might have said, I picked up a...
A rock or a stick.
And what did he do?
I threw it. Sorry.
David, goodness gracious. Okay, let's see.
As long as this tape isn't for public consumption.
No, it's not. If you go to somebody's house and that person isn't there, you've asked, is this person there? And they would say, no, he is not.
There, here.
Okay. Yeah, what's that shirt you're wearing, David? What does it say?
Let Billy Carter mail.
Did you get that directly from Billy?
So anyway, that's the last time I saw Billy. Prior to the, he called me before we went to Washington, but when we were there, somewhere between that time and Washington, he found out I was Jewish. Kind of pummeling me on that. You know.
Are there any Jews in Plains?
No. I tell you what was funny, you know. His neighbor. Kids, I don't know if he's polacking up, but Billy thinks he is.
Yeah.
And the guy that thinks Billy's, really don't like Billy writing about it so much, but I think it'll make him feel good that Billy brought him to Washington with him. And then he found out I told him, I said, you're picking on me being Jewish. I said, you don't like Polacks. I told him, I said, you know, my grandfather was from Poland. I said, so that makes me 1/4 Polack. I said, there's no hope for me being a Polack Jew. but
he does it teasingly.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah.
Well, that's good to know. Well, let's see.
But he was funny with Steve.
Okay.
See,
I noticed that.
Difference. I tell you, the difference is that Steve gets a charge out of belittling and cutting people. Turns me off. I mean, at one point in our relationship, I just didn't even care to be around him anymore. It just got so bad.
Well, it's like a defense mechanism too.
But he has no reason to, and you know, he's used to being, or he likes to be the center of attention, and yet when he met Billy, this was a guy who could be the center of attention. Not because he wanted to, but probably because who he was. And he can handle himself very well. Everybody likes to be funny. He can be just as funny or funnier than Steve with a quick wit and not be at all offensive. And not, you know, he doesn't try to make people feel uncomfortable. Whereas either Steve doesn't mind doing that, or I don't know that he wants to.
Well, I think it has to do with maturity. Steve is...
That'd be why I like Billy. Billy was somebody like him, although I guess